All right, welcome back to another episode of One Take, the official podcast of the One New Zealand Warriors, and brought to you, as always, by the TAB New Zealand. It's the home of punting here in New Zealand, so if you like a flutter on all the rugby league action, then make sure you download their app or check out the website, www.tab.co.nz, to get yourself in the game. And speaking of punters, I'm sure today's guest made a few happy on the weekend, first try scorer in that game against the Knights. But Jacko Ford, welcome to the potty, bro.
Thank you. Glad to be here, guys.
I wanted to take things back a little because obviously a lot of the fans haven't quite heard your story. So I just wanted to touch on how you came to the Warriors and how that move came about, bro. Were you approached by the club? Like, what enticed you to join the Warriors and make the move across the ditch?
Went to the open market sort of thing. There wasn't much happening, to be honest. Probably Parramatta, Canberra, like sort of bottom offers sort of thing. But then had a meeting with Webby, actually. So when he was still at Penrith there, and he said, oh, like my manager gave me a ring and said, go have a chat with him. Met him at a pub. It was a bit of a bit
got
of a
Kurt Catewell, no? That Oyster and Chop combo all over again.
Was actually, like, I didn't actually know it was on, and he was there waiting for me, and got a call from the manager. He goes, are you there? And I went, what do you mean? Like, he forgot to tell me, sort of thing.
So stitch up.
Had to stop. I was cooking dinner at the time. Had to finish, just leave the thing there. Left for the roommate that was coming back in 10 minutes or so. I was like, I'm off. I need to go. I've got this, like, well, wanted to speak to the Warriors, like, coach.
Yeah.
And, yeah, ever since I seen him at the pub there, I think we just got along, hey, like, because he knew more than, I don't know, he knew more than I knew about my game, to be honest. Like, going up there, like, and just showed me how much he cared, like, straight away. Like, he was telling me all these little things about my game, and I was thinking, like, Jesus, my coach at the moment doesn't even know that about me. Like, I'm trying to figure out why I'm not playing well and stuff, and he had more answers than probably, yeah. So, yeah, ever since that, I thought, I want to go there. So made the move across, and I've been loving it. So yeah,
it's never easy to move clubs, let alone countries. Did you have any contact with some of the boys over here? Like, did you have any pre-existing relationships with any of the players, or did you just kind of fly in solo and trust in Webby like the whole nation does at the moment?
Nah, there was a few boys that were there, but they were leaving at the time. So I knew Jack Murchie. He's like from where I'm from, Jerangong. So I've played a bit of 18s with him, but and Yui Aiken, I used to Dragons with him, but yeah, no one when I was moving over didn't know anyone, so I was pretty much starting fresh, to be honest.
From being out of favour at one club to what, coming over to New Zealand and playing almost every game and big minutes in every game, you must have been pretty chuffed with how 2023 turned out for you.
Yeah, that was great. I didn't really know what to expect, but I just knew coming over here would be a massive footy focus for me. But that's probably the environment I was in. So coming over here, I knew I just wanted to, you know, knuckle down on footy, fresh start, no distractions, and just sort of just give it my crack, you know, because, I don't know, I was sort of not going to be that, you know, first grade player. Like, that's what the aspect I probably had on myself leaving there. So I just thought, like, you know, I want to have a crack and try and be that first grade player week in, week out.
And rocking up day one, first impressions of the club, was it quite different to what you've been used to over in Aussie?
Definitely with that first pre-season I had, it was very, very cold and rainy. Yeah. It was floods.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we turned it on.
The weather wasn't the greatest. But I come in a bit earlier than most of the boys. So I was there with the younger boys that first pre-season.
No, fair. And being a one club nation, fans are pretty passionate. I'm sure you've noticed that. When was kind of that first glimpse where you thought, geez, playing at Mount Smart in front of a sold out house, very vocal. Did you have a moment where you're like, this is a pretty good setup here?
Yeah, I guess running out every week when it's, you know, I like when it's a nice dark game. They've got the blue lights, the flames, lights, the crowd's unreal. Like, it's pretty much a sellout every week over here. It's unreal. Yeah. Second to none, I reckon, the crowd. And, geez, they do get vocal, hey.
Yeah.
Jacko, sorry to interject, Benny. I just wanted to ask you, because you touched on it before, when you speak about Jerangong, like, that's obviously a bit of a remote part that I don't know too much about. What was like growing up there, mate? Because I know you're a footy nut, and your family's obviously footy nuts, but what's Jerangong like, mate? Sum it up for me, because I know nothing about the joint.
Yeah, to be fair, I'd never heard of
it. And I didn't even know that there's a couple of you that have come out of there, obviously, when you talk about
it. Yeah, there's a few of us. So we've got Tyron, Ruben, Jack Murchie, the Simses are out of there. Yeah, you know, so I grew up there. When I played a bit of first grade footy, I got to play with my brother. He used to be the captain at the time, so it was good to play first grade with him. That's, you know, there's no better feeling than that, running out with your brother at, you know, the local team. So Mick Cronin was the coach at the time too, so good coach. Just a massive footy town, to be honest. Everyone gets to the pub, Mick Cronin's pub, after the games and just...
Is it his pub?
Yeah, he's got a pub there. So
that's
there's good vibes around that, around the town of Jerangong, and it'd be a very big footy country.
So you go from like that, which sounds like a bit of a small sort of community, and you end up, like we call it a big city, you end up in Auckland.
Yeah.
Bro, you've been one, and Benny can attest to this, like, a lot of the Australian boys, they come here and they buy into the culture. Mm. Yeah. I know I give you a bit of shit about it, but you genuinely have brought right in. What is it about that, man? Like, why have you taken to it so much? Like, is it just...
I don't know. I've always sort of loved, like, other people's cultures. Like, I remember, back in Jerangong, there was a training camp the Fijian team come to, and, you know, they did their songs and stuff after the thing. And, like, as a young kid, like, that just... I loved that. So, like, ever since, like... I've always liked, you know, the Fijian songs and stuff like that. And over here, the culture's pretty big. Yeah, I love it. I get around it.
Yeah, he definitely does. It's just, I remember last year when we went down to Napier, the boys had a Waiata they were singing on the bus. And, you know, a few of the boys, that can be uncomfortable. Everyone bought into it, but, mate, Jacko was singing it from his...
I like that.
Was, the guitar, singing it with his gut. Him
culture
and Dale,
captain, eh?
Yeah, no, he loved it.
Raider.
Anyway, as you were, Benny.
Yeah, I was going to say last year was pretty successful as a team and for you individually. Did it kind of exceed your expectations? I'm sure moving across, you never know what to expect, but 80-minute footballer playing in a prelim final, locking down that starting second row spot, it was pretty unreal.
Yeah, definitely, like, I exceeded expectations. You know, you think where the team was probably last year or the year before that, and then where we got to was pretty good, like, it was unreal. So, hopefully we can just keep improving and improving each week. You can definitely see that. Mm. Like, you got the boys, the leaders there at the club, they're all gunning for, like, they all talk about winning a premiership. So we're just all, you know, trying to, they say, rowing the waka in the same direction. I guess we're all trying to go there too. So, you know, you got, Shawnee, Knox, all of them. Yeah, you talk about, you know, if we want to be a premiership winning team, we've got to start working. So, yeah.
Year two now, and you mentioned that first preseason was pretty tough weather-wise anyway, but surely you must be feeling a little more comfortable now. You've had a good New Zealand summer. You've had a taste of it. You know all the boys, and you're pretty established. So starting to feel at home?
Yeah, 100% feeling at home. Just spending time playing golf and stuff. It's been good. A lot of the golf courses were closed last year in the wet.
Yeah.
I've been loving it now. Getting to know all the beaches, all the cafes and stuff, so... Yeah, settling right in well.
I see a lot of the boys up at Tairiti and whatnot. Have you been getting out to the flash ones too? Like, what do you go like as a golfer?
I'm not too bad. Not as good as Wado and walks and that, but I hold my own, I think. So
okay.
I'm not too bad.
Relax.
Yeah, I saw Jacko pick up the mic. He's got only something to say.
Handicap 9, so I'm all right.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
I was going to say, he's going to be humble, but he does have a decent handicap. On the... I'm going to get back to the golf, mate, because I got some golf questions. Yep. But on that preseason, Webby spoke about last year. I know you were the reason we didn't do any of this long form sit downs because you were focused on footy last year. He spoke about that preseason glowingly about you in terms of just an effort. You know, you turned up like respectfully. You weren't the biggest profile signing the club's ever had, but he always spoke about Jacko winning that preseason. Like, did you feel throughout that very soggy, wet preseason that you were making strides, or what was your mentality going to that, bro? Because you didn't turn up with all the reps in the world, but you turned up early and by all accounts absolutely killed it. So
I sort of loved that training last year, hey, like like going into it, you know, it was all fundamentals, all stuff I pretty much needed. Like, I just needed the reps and all the stuff I probably never had, sort of thing.
Bit of a reset,
like,
for you.
Yeah. So, you know, it was tough in terms of like the conditioning and stuff, but like with the footy and with the defensive systems and stuff and how many reps you got at sort of, you know, double defending and your 2v1s and stuff like that, I think that's exactly what I sort of needed as a player. So, credit to like the coaching staffs and the whole crew there that like they're pretty much, I feel like they nailed that for me.
No, that was awesome. I just wanted to touch on it because like everyone always hears about, oh, they've had the best preseason ever and all this, but the narrative out of last year was Webby was like, I'm telling you, this is the bloke who's been who's been killing it. So there you go. I don't like to rap him. That was just my preseason.
That was a great rap, though. So well done. And it's interesting because speaking about Webby, all the boys come on here and say that he kind of fills them with a confidence that helps them take their game to another level. It sounds like he's done pretty similar with you.
Yeah, 100%. Like, as I say, like leaving the Dragons there, I didn't have much confidence at the time. But he's installed that in me. Webby's been great for me, I think, for my game.
2024 rolls around and you're probably one of the first names on the team sheet now. 2 from 4 to start the year. Kind of how would you sum up the first month of footy? It's been tough. Like, teams are rocking up here looking to really take it to the Warriors, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. Like, those first 4 games have been all, you know, down to the wire. They've been, like, bash-up games. Body's definitely feeling it. You know, start of the year, you feel it a bit more, and those games have been pretty intense. But I feel like we've gone all right for the start of the season. Plenty to improve on, but I feel like it's a bit of a solid start for us. So hopefully we can keep that roll on now and get a few more wins. But
Have you noticed a bit of a mindset? Like, the phrase I hear a lot is we've gone from being the hunter to the hunted. Is that kind of the way you guys feel amongst the camp as well?
Yeah, we've talked about that. The expectations sort of on us now, they've changed. Going from like a bottom team to now probably expected to be in the top 4, and knowing that teams are going to come after us, but we probably look forward to that. You know, we want teams to come at us. If we're going to win the premiership, you got to beat those teams, and I guess we're all looking forward to that, and we're excited for that. The teams come after us. You know, you want to be versing the good teams. We don't want to have, like, you know, we don't want easy weeks, so we want all the teams coming after us, and we're probably going to come after them too. So yeah.
Yes, love that.
I saw you pick up the mic there. I was like, here he goes.
I had a bit of a, I guess it's a somber one, but I guess, mate, you like Benny mentioned, you established yourself on that left edge, and like, you are, I know you get a bit embarrassed, but you are one of the first names that goes down these days, mate. But your mate, Lukey, heartbreaking on over the weekend, another injury, bro. What was that like in the moment, and have you spoke to him since at all?
Yeah, I know, that's shocking to hear, like, after, especially last year with that hemi and stuff, like, for him to go down, I don't know how many weeks that is now, but he's just had the operation and stuff, haven't had the chance to speak to him yet, but I'm sure I'll flick him a message soon, but, like, yeah, heart goes out to him. Hey, he was killing it there, he was looking real good, you know, he's flying, and, I know he'll be back. He's always working hard in the gym there, so I'm sure he'll be back bigger and better.
6 or 7 kilos, he reckons, in the gym he's put on. So he's going to have to
put a bit more GST on that, I think.
Yeah. about 6.5 GST.
2 litres of water.
Yeah. Tamati, Chanel, I mean, even the great Benny Farr, hat-trick on the weekend, but we got some decent depth there in the halves, bro. So when you start to look at not just your game, but that left edge, a guy like Tamati comes in, bro, how does it change? Does it change? How does your game change at all, mate?
I don't think whoever's my half, my game doesn't change too much, to be honest. I know whoever comes in, they're going to do their job, to their standard. They're all, you know, the depth this year is unbelievable, I reckon. If one of the forwards go out, you got like Jazzy or a Bunty, like they're definitely doing their role. I feel like our depth is like unreal this year. So, so whoever gets in that half, I don't feel like my role changes too much. And, I can't wait to get out there, whoever it is, and on that left edge again. And
it's a pretty handy left edge with one Roger Tuivasa-Sheck as well, right? 200 games for him this week. But what's it been like playing alongside him? Obviously, not a player you'd played with before, probably someone you didn't know much, but he's a bit of a cult hero here in New Zealand. Yeah. Has it been cool teaming up with Rog and just seeing him go about his work?
Yeah, it's unreal to have Rog on the team after that. You know, even looking at that carry he had last week when he step 3 blokes and bump one off.
Yeah, that was wild.
It gets the team going. And Roger's professional. Like, he is a very professional player. You know, you see him in the video room with his iPad and stuff, and he's always jotting stuff down, and he's always there working hardest in the gym. And he was there at the start of the year in preseason, pretty much running everyone ragged. So, he's a very professional player, and it's great to have him in the team.
Milestone games are always special for the player. Do you guys treat them a little differently as well? Like, does it add a bit more motivation knowing it's his 200th?
100%. If you can't get up for, you know, Roger's 200th, I don't know. Like, you're probably not a footy player. Like, this is what you know, milestones are pretty big for people. And you try and knuckle down for him, I guess, like, knowing it's his 200th. it's a pretty big achievement for him and his family. And yeah, can't wait for this week.
Touched on before in the intro, dotted down for 2 tries. So I think that makes you tied as the leading try scorer for this season. So
no way.
Hopefully, I think so.
Well,
right?
Yeah, surely not. Dell's got 2.
Yeah, Adam's got 2.
Adam's got 2. So you're right.
Lukey met with 2. So you're tied. I hope you're using that in the changing room. Bit of bragging rights. I think it was a short ball off Shawnee who was playing both sides and put you under. But what's it like scoring in front of like a packed South Stand, bro? Because every time you watch, I feel like the South Stand always has the most hissing and passionate fans. So scoring, getting up, looking to the crowd must be
pretty
cool.
In front of the Cape
Wars. Yeah.
The Spider Wars.
Yeah, the Spider Wars.
Yeah, he does have his own section, the Cape
Wars.
Yeah,
he'll claim that for sure.
That's actually pretty good, actually.
Should
we
shake
on?
But, there we go.
That's free marketing, Jack.
Yeah, huge.
You're in the wrong job,
huge.
Mate. That's good.
No, I don't know how I scored that one. I think Shawnee just gave me the ball, and I don't know what, like, I don't know. I just ended up beating the halfback, and next minute I was in. So it was a bit of a shock to me, to be honest. Like, I didn't expect it to be sort of that easy. But, yeah, I guess that's how it is when you're around those quality players. You know, you got Adden and that leading up for you. They've got to respect them, and out wider becomes bigger spaces.
I touched on before that you're known for 80 minutes, hard worker, always leading effort plays and things like that. Did you have anything you really wanted to focus on coming into this season? Because you run great lines and things like that, but were there parts of your game where you thought you could work on for this year?
I think just tidying up bits and pieces of my game. You know, errors, penalties, just sort of being real disciplined, I guess, was main focus, and sort of just switching on. You know, 80 minutes, it's a fair while being on the field, and like, you know, how many reps you get sort of thing, like people running on your inside shoulders, just making sure you're just always switched on, you know what you're doing sort of thing, and just tidying up all that thing, not doing like the little thing, marker systems and stuff, just sort of trying to stay switched on for the full 80 minutes and not, you know, letting someone just blast your inside shoulder off just because you've lacked off a bit. So yeah. I guess... sort of, my errors, like giving away penalties and, just sort of saying switch on for the full 80 minutes is where I'm trying to focus a bit more on.
On to South this weekend, and that's always a good challenge heading over to Sydney. Apparently the weather's meant to be pretty nasty as well.
He's been through a bit of that as he's been carrying on about his preseason.
We're used to it now. We're used to it. Nah.
Obviously,
I think we're dry trackers, so we've done the best in wet weather. So we'll see how we go.
Last year when we played South here, it was bucketing down as well,
And Roosters as well.
That Roosters was bad.
There was a few of them just absolutely bucketing down.
But then
down
Sharks was bucketing down, and that was a decent win over there. So
Saturday Arvo, 5 p.m. could be worse.
That was a very decent win, that one.
That was a very decent win, that one. Sporting moment of the year there, Jack.
That was a great one. A couple players ruled out with injury, but we welcome back Chance, who I think was one of our best last year. Does that kind of give you guys some confidence as well, having him back in the one jersey?
Yeah, 100%. You know, there's a few injuries, and then you've got the likes of, Nuck coming back and stuff like that. So, Nuck's a big player for us. He's always talking out the back there, bringing us energy with his carries. You know, he's probably going to have 30 carries this week. So, he's big to have in the team.
Sure.
Yeah, no, a couple of producer questions from me here, mate. Nice, first one is
here
a football question.
I've
got a couple of curly ones for you. But I just want to talk about capes, bro, because it's despite the cape wire, which is a genius marketing move. There you go, Jacko. We'll give you a kickback for that one. What's it like having a veteran come in, mate? Because like Benny said, you solidified that side last year and made it your own, and Marata was doing his thing on the other edge. A guy like Capes comes in, who I'm sure you've watched plenty of growing up, and he's not that old, shouldn't say that, but established first grader, bro. What have you kind of learned off him, or what does he do day to day that you can pick up on his game?
Yeah, he's very professional. He's got his little way he thinks about. I think you can tell he's a footy player. You know, he's got all these little ways that he thinks he can do better, tries to do better, and he's always trying to find some way around doing better. And he's a great player. He always turns pretty much nothing into something. Like, you see him roll out a tackle or
he's got a bit of freakiness in him, mate.
You just give him the ball early and stuff. Like, he comes up with something
on the weekend. No,
Looked
like he was tackled like 4 times.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, people talk about him being this kind of straight up fundamental, which he is absolutely, but he's got a bit of razzle in him, Kate.
He does. He's got a bit of everything. So, whatever I can learn off him, I will. Sort of gone under his wing, try to learn bits and pieces off him already. So, we'll see how much I can learn off him at the end of the year.
And just lastly from me, bro, before Benny kind of puts a bow on this thing, mate, like, away from footy, I'm always interested in what the boys do. I know you mentioned you're a keen golfer, but day off, it's a sunny day in New Zealand. What do you get up to, bro? What do you like to do? Cruise?
Bit of everything, eh? Yeah. Cruise. I don't know, if the body's sore, I'll come in and have a sauna and an icy. Yeah, I go through stages of just whatever I'm feeling. Bit of PlayStation. Been trying to learn maybe a little bit of guitar here and there.
Here just we go.
Got a guitar.
Yes.
Useless at it. But I don't know, even sometimes trying to read a bit. We've been doing a bit of puzzles now with the girlfriend, so stuff like that.
Wholesome. Just wholesome stuff.
I don't know, just bits and pieces of anything and everything, I guess.
He's a diverse human.
Yeah. Golf is definitely my favourite thing to do. Golf.
Yeah, love that.
Go across the road to that Remuro golf driving range, chipping apart, trying to get the game better. So,
yeah,
trying to take on Wado.
And the lab,
Everyone's chasing the ghost. Everyone's trying to get, even Walk said the same thing. He goes, I play as much as I can just so I can catch Wado.
I think it burns us all when Wado's there, just pumping him down the middle all the time. No one's beat him ever. So
dodgy elbow and all.
Yeah. Rumors the younger bro would beat him.
Well, I've heard up. Have you played with Talon yet, his younger brother?
No, I haven't. I've seen
he's nice, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard him.
We've got plans. This is a little one take exclusive. We've got plans to go out with Wade and his brother, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and we'll film a little series. So yeah.
Nice.
We'll see.
Better than Wade.
Yeah. So well, everyone is until the cameras come out, Jacko. Yeah. So we'll see how he goes under pressure.
Wade will get in his head, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah.
Pressure.
And the pressure piles on.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. And in terms of just to wrap things up, obviously you mentioned before that the focus is on a premiership, but kind of the perfect outcome for you this year, just keep trucking on, play some good footy, and hopefully a parade through the country come the end of the year.
Hopefully it'll be nice, I reckon, a little ring on the finger with the premiership ring. But yeah, focus for me, I don't know, just keep improving week in, week out, staying healthy, I guess, doing all the little things right. And as I said, like, my focus is trying to null down all those sort of negatives in my game and, you know, trying to turn up all the things I do positive with the game as well, you know. So yeah, I think that's just keep trying to get better and better each week. And I think that's my focus.
Well, cheers for jumping on, bro. It's been cool to hear a little more from you. All the best for this weekend. And hopefully another try to sit alone top of the try scorer list.
Hopefully.
Absolutely. Sane. Right. Cheers, bro.
Cheers, Jacko.